Okay, we are in Simon Samach Vav. We are up to Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Tzarech Lismoch Geul LeTefila. One has to connect the brachos of Kriyashma, Gal Yisrael, to the Tefila Shmon Esrei. V'lo Yafsik LeAcher Sh'amar Gal Yisrael. Not to have any hefsik, any interruptions after a person says the words Gal Yisrael. Rak Im Eira Onis, with something beyond control happens, Sh'lo Hiniach Tefilin. He didn't have Tefillin now, and all of a sudden, oh, at this moment, you can get them right now. You put them on without a bracha. And then you make the bracha on after you've finished davening. But don't put a talis on then. But before you got to the bracha, then a talis tefillin is available for you, which you didn't have before. In that case, says the Mechaber, Yosef Karo, manichem v'lo yivarech aleihem ad acher tefila. Put them on, but don't make the bracha until afterwards. Hagah adds Rav Moshe Isserles, v'yesh omer, some say, shekodem gal Yisrael, yivarech al tefillin. You should, yes, make the bracha beforehand. V'hoch yinog, and that is our minhug. We'll see what that means as Mr. Burr speaks out. Does that mean one bracha? Does that mean both brachas? But let's get there. Okay. Sivkatan lamid zayin. Tzarech lismok, you have to connect the brachas of Shema to tefila. I'm the common simon kuf yud aleph. Let me explain more there. Don't interrupt. Even just a pause. So what is that? If you look in the deer shoe, it says Hashir Zman Shehiyah. What's the time for that? Shein lahafzik ben geula tefila. Cost of the common shehu yosu mekadei dibur shizmano kadei sheilas tamid larab. Say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or even a big kula Shalom Aleichem Rebbe for Mori. Skipping a little bit. Right? Kishon being good. Let's say a person who is going to have to go to the bathroom right at this moment. Then Kosovo should shave a levy. Revozner Zatzal writes, Shlo Yispalil. Don't daven if you have to go to the bathroom. Ella, if nev, you have to relieve yourself. Shai beloze, tefiloso, toeva. Achein, virgas, asher yotzer, lo yivarech, ala acher, tefilo, kilokam. Okay, it's kileel. You will make an asher yotzer after you finish daven, but you have to leave yourself at that point in time. Okay, that was Lamed Ches. Now continue with Lamed Tes. Sh'amar Gal Yisrael. V'hu chomer me'emza ha'perek. This is more strict, this part, than if you're in the middle of a perek. De'ein lahafsig bo afila mipnei hayira kamo b'tfila. At this point already, you don't have a hefsek interrupt, even for yira. Im lo b'malkam shish chashash sakon, unless your life is in danger. Sivkat mem shlo heiniach, you didn't get tefillin, velo haya yochel lahamtin b'kriyashma ad shizdamein tefillin, mishum shahayim is yare shiavar zman kriyashma. So why didn't you wait? You realize you're going to miss zman kriyashma if you don't start davening now. Hu hadin, the same would apply, im is yare shiavar zman tefillin, you're going to miss the zman for tefillin. Mispale b'li tefillin, it's better to daven without tefillin, not miss the zman. V'teker kishiyavo achar kach liyadu le'emza hayoim o b'mincha yinichim. And then when you get the tefillin later on, then you'll put them on. In the Dushu 32, it says Sifru Nachne Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim, Kosev She'im lo yiniach tefilim b'tefilas shachris. If you didn't get them on in the morning, Roy v'nachon she'niacham b'tefilas mincha. You should put them on by mincha. There would seem to be a machlokus actually between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim, whereas Ashkenazim would put them on at the earliest possibility. And the Sfarim would wait that davka until mincha time to put on the tefillin. Okay, fine. V'yomer eizim mizmor tzarech ian. Misha ain't no tefillin, but eizim hatzibu mispalim. What do you do when if you don't have your tefillin and the minion is davening? So im tov yoyseh shispalim im hatzibur. Is it better to daven shmona esrei with them? Ashlo shehu below bleat tefillin. You don't have tefillin, but you're going to daven with them. You get tefillin tzibur. V'achar kach, and afterwards, yeshia hatzefillin liyado. You'll borrow from somebody. Yikai mitzvah tefillin levad. You'll just get the mitzvah tefillin. Oh, well, maybe the other option is mutav shis akiv achar tefillas hatzibur. You should wait, miss tefillin b'tzibur. Kadesh lish ol tefillin to borrow his tefillin after he's done davening his Shmon Esrei, k'dei sheyikra kriyashma v'yispalel b'tefillin. So this, I'm telling you, is a ma'ase b'chol yom. I can't tell you. I think every single day one boy forgets his tefillin. I don't know. I'm not sure how. I'm not sure why. But l'maase this happens. So what do I do? Do I daven now with everybody, or do I not daven and then borrow tefillin and daven by myself? So psak hamagin avram. He gives a ruling. Demutav shis akiv acher tefilas atzibur v'yishol tefillin. Wow. Better to wait. Don't daven with the oilim. You'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, but you'll now have tefillin for your Shmon Esrei. Kedei sheyikra kriya shema v'yispalel b'tefillin. Now, even though this is the psak of the Magen Avram, it might need common sense. As if you know the boy, the teenage boy, if he waits till after Shemona Esrei, he's not going to daven. You know, maybe it was put on tefillin, and you know, Minyan's ending, so he wants to go get breakfast or something like that. Maybe it was something to consider. But the lemaisa, in a perfect world where somebody forgot, they're going to yes daven tefillah with the tefillin afterwards, then that's the psak here. Magram says you should wait, don't daven yet, and then you'll daven afterwards. Good, you memalef. Meniachaz, you put them on then, tefillin, yesh lehem, shaychus the kriya shema, tefillah, tefei metzitzis, right? Meaning, why is it that you, yes, put on the, why do you put on the tefillin right away, and not the tzitzis? Because it's your chayv. It speaks this out, I mean, it's a connection, I should say, there's a shaychus to it. In Dirshu 36, Tama dover, kosu beis Yosef, shaharoit, lekabe olav, ol malchus shemaim, shleim, yaniach, tefillin, v'yikra, kriya shema, v'yispalov. That's the complete Kabbalah's Om Malchus Shemayim. Masha Enkin Tzitzis was not mentioned in the parshas of Shema. She'ena Ela Choyva Hatalis. That's a chiyah to put on the beged itself. She'ena Talis Potem Tzitzis. Right. If you don't have the four corner garment, we saw so many times in the earlier simanim, you're not obligated to put it on. V'yochalikos Kriya Shema Beli Talis. You could say Shema without it, but there is more of an inherent connection explained here by the Beis Yosef between Tefillin and the Shema. So then one should have them on if possible. Mem beis alehem pri chodosh cholik. He argues v'sfir le dekev and deshari lahaniach tefillin ben geula tefila. Since you're allowed to put on tefillin at that point, yoch levarach gam kein v'lo mikre hefsek. Since you can put them on, make a brach. That's not a hefsek. Chaim pasuk b'sefer evan ha'ozer amim hadera chayim. The Chai Adam Bishar Harbe Poskim Hetiko Kulan Divrei Hashulchan Aruch LeHalacha, and that would seem to be the normative psak, not to make the bracha at that point and wait until afterwards to make the bracha. Mem Gimel Shis Palel V'Yimashmeish Bahem V'Yivarech Aleihem. So after the daven, you're going to adjust them, you'll be touching them, and then you'll make the bracha on them. Mem Dalid Lo Yaniach Oz, not to put them on the Al Korchach. If you're going to want to put the talis on right now, yeah, muchrach lama, you have to stand up b'shtika b'li l'haskel shmon esrei, not to start your shmon esrei. The havei hashtika hefsek, and that silence is going to be a hefsek. V'lohuter ki'im tefillin. It's only allowed to do this for putting on the tefillin. Then we said, if you get them afterwards and you manichem, you put them on, but don't make the bracha. Mem hei. She'ain hanachas tefillin, levishas tefillin hefsek. I'm sorry, I did it wrong. Levishas hatalis hefsek. That's not an interruption. Sharafilu yochalikros lasoik melachto beochu kori. Right? You could be doing work while you're putting them on. But he references here kideil sim sanach gimel sifav. That was we learned about the different postures about walking when you were saying standing, sitting, riding on an animal, etc. Okay, mem vav. Shkodim Gal Yisrael, Roy Tzolim means like this. Kodim Sh'omer Baruch HaToh Hashem. If you said, before you said the actual part of the bracha, to la'achar mikang, because if you said after that, v'vadei osu lahafsi b'shum dovet. That, once you've already said the bracha, Baruch HaToh Hashem, you can't do it. Eli Yisayim Gal Yisrael, you should complete the bracha, v'yaniach ha'tefilim b'li bracha, then put them on at that point without the bracha. Ayim b'somach, mashik kasav b'shem, ayim mordechai. Okay, mem zayin, yivarich, nira poshit yikan de osu lomer baruch shem kvoid. Yes, you make the bracha, but you're not going to say the extra words of Baruch Shem Kvod Machlus Le'elam Vo'ed. Shenog in loymer achar birchas al mitzvahs. Gam nochon shlo yivarech bezeh ki im bracha achas lahaniach. He says also you only make one bracha of lahaniach. V'lov ha'achi, however, harbi poskim sivron keim, kinal, simin chavav, because ayin sham, so many poskim hold, we don't speak to make one bracha. So then we're trying to minimize the interruption, so only make one. V'ha'achi nochug in memches. He writes, "Umuchach medivre ha'achronim dehochi kaimulon." This is how we paskin. Okay, fine. Now we start siftes. Ein la'anos kaddish yekedusha ben geula tefila. One should not respond to these sections of the davening to the kaddish yekedusha if you're holding between the geula, the bracha of Gal Yisrael and davening. V'chetzad oisus, what do you do? Mamtein b'shira chadasha kedilanos. You should wait till you're at a place where you're still in Birchos Kriya Shema before you've concluded where you're allowed to answer, like in the main Yehishmei Rabbah or the one response of Amen. You're allowed to do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Memtes, Ukedusha, V'chein, Baruchu, you can answer Baruchu, Moidim, V'yira letzantzim, she'ichra betechilas atfila be'esha atzibur, shoichin atmoi b'moidim. Right, you should literally, it's something to hold back. Shechriyah b'techilas is bowing down at the beginning of the tefillah when the oilim, when they're holding, they are bowing down by modim. Nun. Bein geula, yesh me'achronim shekosfu de'b'shabes mutar la'anos kadosh kedusha. At this point, you're yes allowed to, because we're a little more, lenient with the requirements. We don't really have a requirement, I should say, according to some opinions of Kiv Eger and others, of smichas gula tefila on Shabbos. V'chol hani shedoyim lehem shenizkarim la'el v'simin gimel sif gimel. All the other responses bein gula tefili latu and kamen simin kuf ayin. I'm sorry, Kuf Yud Aleph. Read that wrong. Nun Aleph. Ketad always says, what should you do? Roitz Lomas means, im adayin lo shama kedusha o baruchu. This time when you haven't yet heard them. So Nun Beis, mamtin b'shira chadashu, you should wait earlier on. The achash amr oisefela, you say that much. V'chol ze lechadchila, this is the best. Afa b'di'eva, what happens, you know, you're in this situation. Kol shehu om... Kol shelo amar baruch ato Hashem yochlan. Technically speaking, if you didn't, you passed Shara Chadasha, right? You messed up. You went too far. But you didn't even say baruch ato Hashem. Then you're allowed to answer. Va'achazet tzarech lahaschem mirosh shira Chadasha. You go back to Shira Chadasha again. Or al kopon or at least mitzuri yisroi. You should go back to that point. Don't just pick up right from baruch ato Hashem. That's the beginning of the new topic. V'chein ma shekosav hamogin avrim besif katan gimel, like the Magen Av writes. V'gam hello tzarech loymar. Lemor, me'ein ha'chasima samach le'chasimas dechatchila. So you should really connect some part of the theme of the chasima as you're beginning the next part. Okay, Yud. Kol mi shlo omer emes v'yatziv shachris emes v'emuna v'arviz lo yotzi de'chovas ha'mitzvah ketikno. If you didn't say these phrases, emes v'yatziv, it's true and it's enduring. Emes v'emuna, it's true and it's faithful. And you're not yotzi, as was set up, says the Ramah. You can't. You don't have a chance to now. You're not going to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei right now. In this case, what should you do? Yikra Kriya Shema ad Emes. Say Shema up to the word Emes. V'yamti lomer sh'ar ha-brachos. And wait till saying the rest of the brachos. Ad she'sponsor, you're ready to daven. Sh'oz, when you're ready to daven, yoymer yatziv, then you say v'nochon, v'chulei, v'yispalin yol daven, k'dei she'yismoch ge'ula l'tzefila. That's the base Yaakov. I'm sorry, base Yosef in the name of the Rokeach. Fine. So let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Nun Gimel. Kitikuna, if you didn't say these brachas, you're not doing it the way it was originally established to be said. Avalo, shalo, yotza, klal, yedei kriyashma. Doesn't mean you're not yotze. Deho, kaim long, we hold the brachas, ein ma'akvos the kriyashma. Technically speaking, they're not ma'akiv. So if you didn't say it, you still could get the mitzvah as long as you said the shema itself. El sha'al yedei zeh, ha kriyashma, shalo, gam kein einen kiroi. But you're saying your shema was not done correctly. V'yachazor, al koponim, la'omra, achra tzvila, in lo amar kodem, you should say it again after if you haven't said it before the davening. Kileil b'simin samach sif beiz v'tov sheyomar od pam kriya shema. Say it again, quoting from the Berachah Yosef. Kos v'tur b'shem hayushami tzarech lahazkir be'emes v'yatziv yitzias mitzrayim. You need to mention the concept of yitzias mitzrayim in this bracha. Malchus, you have to mention malchus, kriyas yamsuf, umachus b'choros ayin sham. Umashme b'rashba brachos yud aleph b'likuvahu. I feel the evidence. You have to mention these things. Tzarachim ibrachos yodalam and beis begemora haboy v'adkure v'shar nuloch v'roitz loymer micha mocha ad soif habracha chpirush Rashi delefi ze choser makos bechoros. You mention that v'dochak lechalek bein shachros la'arvis. It's hard to make a chilek between whether we're discussing the requirement by shachros, the requirement by mariv. Ulai nusach acher ha'elahem b'soif shahaya b'socho v'gam kein sipur makos b'choros. Maybe they had a different version. They did talk about makos b'choros. V'gam yushalmi brochos perak aleph halacha yivov mash meketzas dehu rak lechatchila. Okay, the best thing. Ayin sham tzorach in lemaisa. Fine. Im hechlif bracha shel shachris la'arvis o lehefech. You would say the bracha of shachris at nighttime, or the nighttime bracha in the morning. Im adayin lo omer hashem shel soif habracha. You haven't yet said the shem Hashem at the end of the bracha. Yachzor letchilas bracha. Go back to the beginning. V'im omer hashem, you did say, and then you sign, just finish it. V'ein tzarach lachzor, you don't have to go back. According from the Chai Adam. Nun dav ein lo panai, you're not going to have time to daven now. You only can say a shema, but you can't daven a shmona esrei. So tzarach yin, we have to consider this further. What gives you a heter to stop just because you don't have time? Just say Shema. Don't say the brachos along with it. And then later on, and now you have free time, enough time to daven Shema and Esrei along with it. Say the Shema again with the brachos. This is true. This is correct. If you said Shema already, you thought you were going to have time to do everything. You thought you were going to have time. You just now you're realizing b'shas ma'isa you're not. So now you have to stop. That's what he's talking. That's when you stop. Not when you knew lechatchil you weren't going to have time. You start and you realize you don't, and then stop at Hashem Lekechem Emes. Now you're going to have time to daven. Then you start from the Yatziv. But if you knew from the beginning, all along, I know I'm not going to have time. I'm starting anyway. Vishema Yabrazman Krishma Ajielo Panai, you're afraid that you're gonna now miss the time of Shema, Sosman Tefillin, Sosman Krishma, whatever it is, but you have time. So then you should just say the Shema by itself in this case if you know you're not gonna have time. So again, what comes out from this Mishnah Berurah, that if you know in advance you're not going to have time to daven, or you're planning to daven later, then you just say the Shema by itself without the brachos. But you should not start with the brachos if you know lichatchila that you're not going to have the time to finish up and daven Shemoneh Esrei immediately following, and you're going to miss the Maila of Smichas Gula Litzfila. Okay, that's the end for today. We'll pick up the end next year with Samach Zayin.